USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The storm keeps getting downgraded, but still keeps bringing heavy rains to much of the eastern U.S. North Carolina Governor Roy Cooper is speaking of now Tropical Depression Florence.
The strongest storm bands are dumping 2 to 3 inches of rain per hour. That's enough to cause flooding in areas that have never flooded before, until now.
U.S. Senate Republicans responding to the sexual misconduct allegations against Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh. He's facing them just days before a scheduled confirmation vote. Senate Judiciary Committee Chairman Chuck Grassley saying he has no plans of delaying the vote to advance the confirmation on Thursday. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
I just can't stop scratching. Struggling to get relief from itching due to your atopic dermatitis, also known as eczema? If so, you may qualify for a clinical study testing an investigational medication for the itch associated with atopic dermatitis. Qualified participants will receive study-related care at no charge. Call 1-844-777-4824, 1-844-777-ITCH, or visit advandastudy.com for more information on how to participate. Sponsored by Vanda Pharmaceuticals.
When posting on most job sites, you get candidates.
I'm the sales director.
I'm the sales director you're looking for.
But when you post on Indeed.com, you get the candidates just right for you.
I'm a sales director with an MBA, over 10 years experience, who's also fluent in Japanese.
With Indeed, you can add screener questions for a less time-consuming route to your short list of qualified candidates.
Arigato.
Hiring's better when you've got your short list. Save time on hiring when you post a job on Indeed. Get started today at Indeed.com/hire.
More tariffs may be imposed on China. The Wall Street Journal report comes after the White House invited Beijing to hold new talks on their tariff dispute. Last week, President Trump told reporters such a move could come soon. The Journal report cites unnamed people familiar with the matter who say the tariff level will likely be set about 10%. That's below the 25% announced earlier this year. Federal investigators continue to determine what triggered a series of gas explosions that destroyed dozens of homes in the Boston suburbs. Robert Sumwalt of the National Transportation Safety Board has some preliminary findings.
We believe that the gas did indeed flow into homes at significantly greater flow rates and pressure.
Mm-hmm.
The real question for this investigation is to answer why this occurred.
This is USA Radio News.
I've been telling you for a year how great MyPillow is. Well, guess what? There's a great deal on MyPillow.com. You can get four pillows for about the price of one MyPillow. Click on the four-pack special when you go to MyPillow.com. Enter promo code USA. You'll get two MyPillow premium pillows and two go-anywhere pillows, perfect for travel, for half off. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the four-pack special, enter promo code USA, but do it now.
A Senate Democrat says Kavanaugh's confirmation should not be delayed. USA's Rick Vincent has more.
The FBI has confirmed it received unspecified information about Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh last week. Senator Doug Jones of Alabama tells CNN's The State of the Union that the allegations involving sexual misconduct from his high school days are serious.
It should have been brought up at least behind closed doors. I mean, it's a really serious allegation. At the same time, it's a very difficult situation when you got allegations like this, very sensitive allegations that are important, and you want to respect the wishes of a victim as well as be fair to the people, the person that's being accused.
Jones says it would not be good practice if U.S. Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh's Senate confirmation process was further delayed over the anonymous allegation of sexual misconduct. For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.
A FEMA cell phone test is coming this Thursday. John Clemens has details.
Most of us are used to severe weather warnings or amber alerts, but this one will be a test of a national emergency. At 2:18 Eastern on Thursday, your cell phone will make a loud noise with a special vibration with a message that will read, "This is a test of the National Wireless Emergency Alert System. No action is needed." Cell phone users will not be able to opt out of the test on Thursday. It has been scheduled to ensure that the alert system works in the event of a national emergency. I'm John Clemens.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.